The Bible includes one of the most incredible portions called the Book of Revelation, Bob. There are some who have not read the Bible because they think it's merely a religious book. It is not. As far as I'm concerned, it's a book of history. Mm-hmm. Tell us your interpretation of the Book of Revelation. Who wrote it? What does it mean?
Well, Revelation was written at a time where the Roman Empire was out to crush the Jewish people, and it's a time of great turmoil, great bloodshed, and the book and of course Christ had been crucified, and the John on Patmos had this vision of the end time, and it's one of the great end time visions of all time. There's a lot of similarities between the end time of Revelation and the Mayan end time. As we know that in the Book of Revelation, there's four horsemen. There's a red horseman of war. There's a white horseman of pestilence. There's a black horseman of famine. There is the pale horseman, which is kind of a deathly gray, who unleashes all the legions of hell. Everything else put together. It's hell.
Sounds like all the horsemen are out already.
Yeah, he represents hell on earth. And the Maya, too, they had their equivalent of the four horsemen. And they had a horseman for a black horseman that represented famine. They had a horseman that represented pestilence, the war. They also had, in many respects, the most powerful of all these Mayan deities, Tetzalcoatlipoca, who had gone to war with Quetzalcoatl, and he was one of the gods largely responsible for throwing Quetzalcoatl out of the heavens and onto earth. And a lot of the sacrifices in that were given to Tetzalcoatlipoca, that the humanity lived in absolute fear of him. They had the same, their equivalent of the four horsemen. They also, as we know in Revelation, that there's a point at which an angel casts Satan into the bottomless pit. Mm-hmm. And Satan, all the evil in the world is imprisoned and caged in this bottomless pit for 1,000 years.
Evil for 1,000 years, basically.
Yeah, well, Satan, at least the forces of Satan, are contained. There's a number of events that happened 1,000 years ago that, you know, seem to be analogous to it. One was the fact that humanity sort of rose up against the Quetzalcoatlipoca, who was kind of a Christ-like figure among the Maya. Another one is that 1,000 years ago, that an Egyptian caliph, Caliph Ali Hakim, destroyed the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, mm-hmm. which was supposedly built on Golgotha, the hill of skulls where Christ was crucified, and it was called the Church of the Holy Sepulchre because it was believed to contain the Christ's sepulchre, and that happened 1,000 years ago, and the caliph later went mad and died wandering in the desert. This kind of disappeared. It was never actually found.
Yeah.
But a lot of people have seen that was kind of analogous to the 1,000-year countdown, and the end of that 1,000-year countdown could be 2012.
How does that Christian apocalypse of Revelation tie into Mayan 2012?
In both cases, the reign of humanity comes to an end on Earth. And there is a time as the Book of Revelation in our novel, the Gary Jennings 2012 Codex, that Quetzalcoatl's revelation of 2012 bears a very strong resemblance to the book of Revelation, right down to the four horsemen, right down to
how could that happen?
One of the scary things about Revelation is that almost all these catastrophes, it's all, every catastrophe imaginable rolled into one. Well, we all know now that there's an incredible scientific basis for these catastrophes. Speaking of famine, we're having worldwide drought right now.
Yeah.
The Lake Mead is drying up. There may not be enough water in Lake Mead to power a Hoover Dam. Lake Mead is largely responsible for supplying water to the Southwest, including southern California.
Right. And Vegas, right?
Yeah, and it's the Colorado River's drying up. Lake Lanier, which supplies Atlanta, almost dried up. There's 30 states right now that are suing each other over water rights.
There will be wars over water.
The American press doesn't cover it, but there's worldwide food riots. And that the price of food in Pakistan is just skyrocketing. And we're staring at peak oil. We're running out of energy every year from now on. That there's going to be less and less oil. We've already gotten peak food. Each year less food is going to be produced is being produced.
So could you say
the power of the Antichrist too? By the way, is the power of money. That's the hold that the Antichrist holds over us. Every financial transaction has to be done through the Antichrist. And there's one marvelous part in Revelation where an angel comes down. Angel proves he's an angel. So we all know he's an angel.
Right.
And he says...
No doubts.
Yeah, no question about it. And he says to humanity, you're going to give up your greed. You're no longer going to serve the Antichrist. You're going to give up your greed and that you're going to repent. And if you don't, I'm going to cast you into this lake. You'll be cast into a lake of fire for all eternity. So you can either have the money or you can have the lake of fire for all eternity. What do you want? And one third of humanity repents. The other two thirds goes, money, eternity in a lake of fire. Money, eternity in a lake of fire.
Sounds like a Jack Benny joke.
I think I'll take the money.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we get hell on earth afterwards. And what are we staring at right now? That we're looking at $1.4 quadrillion in global derivative debt. Yeah. That is debt that is based on no tangible assets.
Nothing there.
It's based on thin air. Yeah. It is pure quintessential debt. And it's those bills will come due, and this will be the greatest speculative bubble of all time. It's just been a license to print money. And so many of these, almost every... The only thing in Revelation I couldn't quite figure out an equivalent for it today is the locusts with tails like scorpions. I'm not exactly sure what that refers to, but everything else is we now have is scientifically valid, and it is all coming together at the same time. And there will be great locust plagues as there's more drought.
So it sounds like you're telling me we are in the middle of the apocalypse right now.
Actually, that there have been five. Major extinction events in evolutionary history. We're going through number six now. And there was actually a survey done of 5,000 top American biologists. 70% of them agreed that it's called the Holocene extinction event. It's the only major extinction event that's actually created by another species. And that it's also the fastest of all the extinction events. The species are being extinguished. Usually an extinction event would take millions of years, at the very least hundreds of thousands of years. This is going to be in 100 years. The top biologists are predicting within 100 years, over 50% of the species on Earth and in the sea will have been extinguished.